Oh, man. Oh, Nelly. All right. Yeah. Hey, surprise, surprise. This is magic again. I'm sorry. I should be ashamed of myself. Where is my sense of dignity? Oh, you know. Yeah, this is magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. Coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the extraterrestrials and science feed on the never-ending topic of Project Serpo, revelation or hoax. And, yeah, here we are. It's, you know, page 235 of the Project Serpo thread. And at this point, you know, we got Bill Ryan basically tearing off his microphone and stomping off the stage. And we've got Val Hal making it clearer for all of us as to why he might have wanted to do that. And, you know, again, I'm just going to assume that Bill's just in a huff over all this, and he's really just an honest guy trying to tell us the honest truth. And, you know, I'm okay sticking with that for now. No reason not to. But I got to say, as more information becomes available, and in particular, I'm really interested if we can get more information from Victor Martinez. I think that would be wonderful if we could just get some more from his, because, you know, I really am. There's something ain't quite right about the so-called firing of Victor Martinez and the subsequent hiring of Bill Ryan. And as charming as I find Bill, as I observed earlier, the good con men are charming too. So, you know, at this point, I'm not going to say Bill Ryan's a con man. I'm just going to say that, you know, it's, let's just say, well, I'm just saying, not to cast aspersions. I still think that it's quite possible that he is being as upfront as he can be about all this. But then again, that's what confidence men do. You know, they try and build your confidence. And somebody is pulling a confidence game here. And so I put a little joke post on here. Ex-smoking man, you know, asked, who will entertain us now? And oh, what a loaded question that is. And of course, I had to respond with a little joke of my own. But my point in posting that is, you know, hey, how difficult really is it to do something like that? I can, you know, I could come up with something a lot better than what I posted there. I could engineer, I think, a pretty good hoax. So, you know, and anyone can if they, you know, in this kind of a climate. I mean, seriously, I get the impression somebody's kids were consultants for this phase two, at least, of the Serpo hoax. Just look at the way the stuff reads. But, you know, a skeptic has mentioned this, and I really think it's important for us not to forget that there could have been something to the original series of anonymous messages about Serpo. And the thing is, there are such shocking differences between them that it really is hard not to draw the conclusion that things changed when Bill Ryan took over, basically. You know, I just am not seeing a clear transition of power. And Bill's being questioned about this, and Bill is apparently, I mean, not even, even while he was still on the forums, Bill, even while he was still here at ATS, posting on ATS, Bill was obviously evading questions about the pedigree of the information. That's the way I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, show me where, you know. So what we're seeing here is it looks to me like, you know, the Bobby's come along. Somebody's worried about getting nicked. And next thing you know, it's time to take it on the lamb, perhaps. Or maybe I'm wrong. In the meantime, of course, you know, someone let the cat out of the bag and I guess told Skeptic, maybe it was the Defense Intelligence Agency, that, yeah, 64-volume set on Project Serpo of podcasts, Riding the Serpo, My Serpo Story by Magic, or Never Give a Serpo an Even Break. And like I point out there, you know, it's going on sale soon in the ATS store for the low, low price of only 3D payments of $29.99. Or you can get it for free on the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. Anyway, I should, the admin should just slap a bunch of warns on me for going off topic in a big thread. I've earned it, but, you know, it's all in good fun. And there is a point here. And the point I'm trying to make with this humor is, first of all, we really should, let's just, you know, sometimes you just got to chill and take a laugh at this whole thing. Because when you look at it, you know, ultimately this is all silly, you know, really, all of this. And to the extent we take ourselves too seriously, we will get bent out of shape and we will get uptight, and it just, it doesn't lead anywhere good. Let's see what happens with SERPO. Let's see if Bill Ryan starts charging for information. Hey, Bill, here's my challenge, you know. I challenge you not to make any money off of this. If you're really in this just to you know, to share the knowledge, I urge you not to make any money off Project SERPO. So that means I don't expect to see any Story of SERPO cassette tapes, Story of SERPO books, stuff like that coming from Bill Ryan or a surrogate. And, you know, there's still a lot of glaring questions about the whole background of a lot of the people that are involved in this, with the notable exception of Victor Martinez. And I really do think if we can get Victor, you know, Victor to chime in, maybe via, well, I don't know if he can do Skype chat, but, you know, Val was able to talk to him by telephone. Maybe she can record a telephone interview with Victor and put that out on a podcast. Val, that would rock. Anyway, I'm going to keep watching this, but, you know, it's becoming obvious now that not only have we jumped the shark, but apparently the shark has died, and the shark is sinking. And who knows, maybe Bill Ryan will come along and breathe a little life into all this again. But, you know, at some point, it's time to lower the curtain. And while I may not necessarily be ready to completely lower the curtain on my podcast series right now, oh, such hypocrisy I have. Much hypocrisy does magic have. Nonetheless, I think we're seeing the crowd starting to drift away. And, you know, God bless every one of you out there. It's been a fun ride so far. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. But yeah, maybe I should stop trolling this thread and start looking at other things on ATS. Or not. Who knows? What's the next shocking revelation? Tune in next week, or I should say next time, probably about 10 minutes from now, for another episode of As the SERPO Turns. Be well, friends.